Helen Caldicott speaking now.
Well, this peace demonstration couldn't be more important. We're facing a world with a very uncertain future. And I think you all understand that. I think some people, though, in the local community do not. To use this incredibly pristine wilderness here to practice killing, which is what it's about, is bad enough. But America is planning probably to go into Iran soon, and they are talking about using nuclear weapons on the Iranian enrichment facilities there, and if they did, they could kill 2.8 million people with fallout going all the way to Pakistan. Cheney's been talking about that, and he said if America doesn't do it, Israel will. They're over there for the oil, of course, which we have to stop burning because the earth is dying from global warming. And America's building the biggest embassy in the world in Baghdad. They're not going to leave. They're there for the oil, to steal the oil. So we have to be aware that we're part of that dynamic that's moving us towards certain global warming and no future for our children. But above and beyond that, Australia's become embedded in the American nuclear machine, American military machine. We're embedded. In fact, the ABC, I hear, and other leading networks are off on the planes going out to the military engagement. So they are embedded, which is what the Pentagon did. They embedded the reporters when they went into Iraq. So the reporters just reported what America was doing and not what was happening to the people. In my book, Nuclear Powers, The New Nuclear Danger, I've got a description of a man standing there holding up pieces of his baby, shouting at the Americans, "Cowards!" That's what war's about, and my son had just had his first baby and I wept. We've got to stop killing people, but more than that, the American plan, I said the other night, is to fight and win a nuclear war against Russia and could start any day, and the Russians have thousands of weapons pointed here because we are now the 51st state of the United States. And in my talk, in a little while, I'll describe what would happen if a Russian bomb dropped on Shoalwater Bay or on Yeppoon, because you have to know that you are targeted and the weapons only take half an hour to get here from Russia, and that in 1995, President Yeltsin was 10 seconds from pressing his button and you're targeted. So as a doctor, I have to tell you later what the medical consequences will be. And that's why what you're doing here is so important. It's imperative. And we've got to get the attention of the national media to cover this, because what we've got to do is produce nuclear disarmament between Russia and America. Of the 30,000 nuclear weapons today, Russia and America own 97% of them. And we're part of that dynamic. Things are very serious. And we have to make sure that this glorious place and all the threatened species and ourselves survive for the rest of time, because we probably are the only life in the universe. Carl Sagan, you know, was a friend of mine, and I said, "Carl, do you think there's life elsewhere?" And he paused for a long time, the astronomer, and then he said, "No, I think we're the only life in the whole universe." How precious is that? Is this a spiritual and religious journey? It is. So that's why you're here. It's your commitment in your heart and soul. And each one of you can go out and recruit 100 more people or more. Educate Australians. They're good people. But we have to remove all the US military bases. And we have to become independent. And we've got enough military to defend ourselves. Instead of being worried about Indonesia, we have to make friends with them. We have to use diplomacy. It's what Gandhi did, it's called conflict resolution, and we have to stop killing. For the first time since man evolved, we have to stop killing each other, because if we keep on killing, the Earth's wired up, ready to go, and the Americans are leading it to blow up the planet. I'll talk a little later. Thank you.